We were talking about the community and things they did together, and entertainment and leisure time. What did you do for entertainment?
Well, we didn't do anything in Burnaby. I don't know whether anybody did, as a matter of fact. Being at the university, of course, we did the odd thing through the university, naturally.
Yeah, and of course, things at the university, you know, things were much simpler. That's really what my wife was saying, that things were simpler. But there was a corporate sense of responsibility at the university that if it's there today in the universities, I don't know what it's like, but it probably is there, but I'm just ignorant of it. But there was a corporate sense, and you had a loyalty to a department, to a faculty, to a university. Now, there's a bit of a feeling I have that some of this, it may be lacking today. I don't know. I'm not one to say that, because I'm not near enough to it.
Well, first, the Players Club. No, it wasn't run by any professional school. No. It was a Players Club. Well, the whole faculty would support it. I mean, you never thought of not. And the same, there was a musical society.
It was amateur, distinct from
professional. It was amateur, and everybody went. Everybody went.
Yeah, Freddie Wood, Professor Wood, after whom the theater's named, he was the one who, he inaugurated it in 1916, and he directed the plays. He didn't get 5 cents out of it. Walter Gage was his successor, who directed the Christmas plays. They did it for nothing. Now, they were amateurs. There wasn't a professional theater and somebody organizing this and doing that and so on, and you went. And they got the corporate support. And without being too critical, I guess, too. But they did good things. But it was a sense of being amateur.
Yeah.
I think and the world has now become very professional in every way, whether it's football or hockey or whatever you want to do. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's that not making your own entertainment
That's
anymore,
right.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, the word is professional and amateur.
Now, there's a club still goes, but Chris, this was a little later, but it could have been the same thing, a cribbage club.
Oh, yeah.
And although your dad used to go, and it's gone to this day, you see.
But you see, that was the old Valley View Community Center that was built, came out of this group in Deer Lake, and we built it on where the City Hall now is. Now, it eventually disappeared and became the James Cowan Center, and old Jim Cowan was one of the people in the group up there. And you should see Mrs. Cowan. She'd be one that would tell you something. But you see, what they did, the council in its wisdom and in its professionalism, had to do away with this center that never got 5 cents out of the municipality other than the piece of land to put it on. But they ran everything. Now they have this, and I don't want to be misinterpreted here, but then we now have the Cowan Center with everything under the sun, arts and crafts and everything else, but it's all professionally run. And maybe it's well run, and they're doing an awful lot of things, but the motivation of people is entirely different. Have I said that so that I'm not misinterpreted by posterity? So there's no longer, you can't go up there and have a cribbage thing. For instance, when we have a historical society, you have to abide by all the rules, professional rules and regulations, health rules and everything else. You can't have a group of women get in there and say, well, we'll serve sandwiches.
To do a dinner. We can't do a dinner.
You can't do a dinner.
They won't let you use the dishes.
No. Because they won't trust you to wash them, you see, or to break, I don't know
why. They won't let us wash them. They have to get professional washers in, and we'd have to pay $40 to use enough dishes for 15 people. Because they won't let us wash their dishes.
Now, you see, in the 30s, you could do that thing.
It was our own community center. We bought the dishes. We could do what we liked.
I think that's the word. But it's a change in society, whether you like we're not here to criticize the present. I hope I'm making that plain. But it's different.
Right. What was this Lakeview Community Center? Was it?
Valley View Community Valley Center.
So yeah. That's what they named it.
Yeah. When did that begin?
About after the war, it came out. Right after. There was a Bernie Blake Men's Club. There was the Women's Club that grew out of the Red Cross crowd, and there was the Douglas Road Ratepayers Association, and they all formed a group, and we were under the Societies Act, and we went to the council and said, give us some land. And we built this thing long before there was a city hall.
We used to have a fair, the 1st of July.
Yeah, we had it. We had a community fair. Well, that came out of, the war began that.
See, that was the Depression.
Yeah. No. That was later. You're talking about the 30s, but the war began that. Mm-hmm. But it's a continuing social change that's getting at. And I think by just sticking to the 30s, you may not get the flow through, because the war had a dramatic effect on what, and of course it's still having its effect today, no kidding about it.
No, most people that had any means of getting to, say, to Westminster or to Vancouver in the 30s did most of their entertainment or extracurricular things there. Now you see, the peers, they were very cricket fans.
Yeah.
Well, they would go to Vancouver to play with the cricket people, you see.
Down to Brockton. The pitch.
Yeah.
And he'd go, and they were pitchers, they were cricketers, yeah.
So that they didn't do too much in the community, because there wouldn't be a cricket pitch in Burnaby.
Well,
there,
and the peels would go down with the peers.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd gather over the fence, or walking down or something, we'd go in there, and we'd hear all about cricket, you see, and then we'd tell them all about something else. Mm-hmm. And this is the sense of community.
Right.
But, and my wife, it hit it on the head. You went to where these things were.
And they weren't in Burnaby.
That's right. That's why. Yes. And as we say, it's only when the war came along that you had to do things as a community, that it became more an entity,
and then it became professionalized.
Mm, yeah,
and ruined it all.
Well, I don't want to say that.
It's different anyway.
It.
Yeah.
It doesn't draw from the community in the same way.
No, it's under direction.
Yeah.